It's episode 360 of The Backwash.
Who let her in here?
I don't know, but I feel just not well now.
Okay. Anna's back!
It's The Backwash.
Transmission has terminated. Now, it's time for an exclusive after-show podcast. The DSC presents The Backwash Podcast.
I'm scared to even breathe.
As you should be.
I mean, what?
Wait, did you get approval to come into the studio?
Well, I don't know. You texted me.
But I'm not Dave. Did you ask Dave?
Yeah, did you ask Dave?
No.
Oh, my God.
We should stop breathing so heavy.
This is his studio.
Oh, my God. I'm already a mouth breather before this.
Great.
Great.
Every guy wants to meet a girl who can breathe through her ears, and you're a mouth breather. Okay. Must be magic being married to you.
I'm going to get it fixed. Oh, no. I'll sanitize when I leave, even though it's been like forever.
Leave.
Yes, sir. I feel like it's been enough time.
That's you.
Time or time?
Oh.
Oh my God.
You're monosyllabic.
Oh, I hate it when you try to insult one and you screw it up.
Your monosyllabic paranoia is unimpressive.
He was cracking on the way someone was speaking when we were off the air the other day. But he was like, they're testimonial. He didn't say testimonial, left out half the word. I'm looking at him saying, what?
Oh, God.
What? You're cracking on them? You can't even say what they're doing.
Well, sucks. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't as if mine was on the air at the time.
We are right now.
This person recorded theirs and got paid for it somehow. That horrible endorsement. Yeah, I thought the guy who was speaking, assuming his guy, sorry, didn't want to assume his gender, the penis sounding person, I assumed he was drunk when he was giving his testimony.
Are you drunk right now?
No, do you have anything?
Oh, God.
I'll take a shot. I'm going to get a Coke out of the machine. We'll top it up with that.
Where?
Did you lose smell or taste, Anna? Because that was the dead giveaway for me when I had it in October, and I still do not have normal taste back. It's completely fucked in the worst way.
It's kind of hard because I've already had like nose issues, like you guys all know. So I thought I was just having get another sinus infection, and I just didn't feel well, and the whole time I had it though, I never lost taste or anything, but I've always had not great smell because I'm always clogged up. But it was Robbie being sick that made me test. So I was like, if it's a sinus infection, he doesn't usually get those from me. So he woke up sick and I was like, okay. And then it just rippled every day. Someone was testing and popping positive in the house. Yeah.
What was your joy like when you found your brother had received the gift?
Actually, that's a good question.
Can you? I don't even have words to describe the elation.
Well, it was actually the opposite, because I didn't need any more people in the house sick for me to take care of. Because it, you know, falled on a lot of, once the boys get sick, it's the end of the world. I did not get one, like, down day of COVID because Robbie had it. Then the next day, Chafin was, he didn't get out of bed all day. He had it really bad. Everyone had very different symptoms. We all had the one same thing, which was, like, feeling completely exhausted. I've never felt like my body couldn't do anything.
The exhaustion is crazy.
I've never felt like that before in my life. And then I had a really bad cough, and it just inflamed my nose stuff even worse. Was just not breathing. Chafin, He had tummy problems.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
That was his.
What? And you got 12 people and a pig living in the house, plus two dogs. How many toilets?
If you count the trailer's toilet, we have three.
Well, the trailer's kind of a bucket in a shed. That's really not...
We have an RV hookup.
Okay.
So, yeah, I didn't have that. I don't know if you...
No, yeah, I didn't know that was a symptom.
Yeah, Chapin had tummy problems.
Mm. Well, you know, there are officials, important people, who sample the sewers, say, coming out of San Diego State. Mm-hmm. They'll take samples out of the sewer and like, oh, we've got people with the virus.
Oh, that job doesn't pay enough. I don't know. I don't know what it pays, but definitely not enough.
Yeah, and of course, the day so I'm sick. Baby's sick. Chafin's sick. We were the first three. And I'm trying to help Chafin, you know, when I can, because I'm dealing with Robbie. I'm not feeling great. So I made him a smoothie because I'm like, you got to eat something. Like, you have to. He was just like, I couldn't, you know, with the exhaustion, it was so hard to get him up. It's like, you have to eat something. So I was like, I'm going to make you a smoothie. I made him a smoothie. And he immediately knocked it over on the carpet.
Oh, my God. You dumbass. I hate that.
Have you ever had a clean smoothie out of a fucking carpet?
God.
I was like, you had one, like, just lay in bed and drink a smoothie.
And I'm so mad right now.
I was like, oh, my God. Yeah,
bed is for crumbs, not not smoothie.
Not
what are you
smoothie.
Doing?
Smoothie. I was so mad. And so not only did I have to clean that up, I had to make him another one.
Oh, my God.
I needed something.
No. Oh.
You didn't just scrape it up off the floor into the cup. Here
I
you
was
go.
Very tempted, but no, I made him a new one. Yeah, so clean smoothie.
I have a carpet ninja, by the way. It's a... beautiful vacuum for your carpet with 200 degree heated solution, an stainless steel S wand and twin vacuum motors, 700 psi of hot water solution injection. I would recommend it for you with a house with carpet and pigs and dogs and people.
Yeah, it was. Ugh. Yeah, him getting sick was brutal, and then Robbie, the kids, he breathes by it. He was like really bad one day. That first day that I thought he was sick and we all tested, he was just so tired and he didn't want to do any. He'd wake up from a nap and just lay in your arms until like an hour and a half later. And he was like, needed to go back down for a nap. Mm. So it was so crazy because I was tempted, I called his doctor's office. You know, they have like a nurse triage line and I was telling them this. And they were like, you know, with all that, you know, you should bring him in. You should bring him to the emergency room at Rady. And he was napping at the time. And at first, the nurse was like, you know, you might need to just wake him up and bring him in. And just my mommy instinct was like, I think taking him to the ER, if it's not necessary, would be worse than anything. And turns out we weren't giving him... I know you guys might know this. There's Tylenol and then there's like the other like kids' medicine, you know.
Ibuprofen?
Yeah. And they come with different syringes because they're different dosages.
Yeah.
So Chafin was using the wrong syringe and not giving Robbie enough Tylenol. Mm.
Okay.
Oh, he's giving him too much, I guess.
Yeah, he wasn't giving him enough. So we were
junkie
like,
junkie baby, that's what you need.
We found when I was on the phone with the nurse, she was
tie
like,
tie me off, mom.
Yeah. She was like, wait, how much are you giving him? And I was telling her, she's like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, that's not even. She was like, oh my God. She realized you're using the wrong. She's like, do you have both these? And I was like, yes. She realized, yeah, we were like barely giving him any Tylenol. Mm. So that's when we were like, instead of waking him up and taking him when he wakes up, we'll give him the proper dose of Tylenol. And after that day, we ended up not taking him because he woke up from that nap. And after the Tylenol, he was bouncing off the walls again. He was ready to go. And yeah, then me and Chafin were still dead for like the whole like 10 days. And Robbie was just psycho. And he wanted to get out so bad, and he wanted to do anything, but everyone had COVID. We couldn't do anything. We were ordering groceries to be delivered. We were ordering food, and yeah, Robbie just wanted. He was so sad to not go to Gymboree. But
how about the pig? Is the pig okay?
The pig's okay. Well, that was like the last place I was.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we just were able to go We're, you know, welcome back to Gymboree yesterday. Mm-hmm. And the class was like crazy full. And so part of me was like, huh, I wonder if everyone had COVID for 2 weeks and now everyone's coming back. Mm. But I mean, they didn't. But yeah, that was like the last. That day I went to grocery store, and that Wednesday, and I was telling Sarah, because the last time I filled in for Sarah, at the end of that, me filling in for her, I got sick. And so I thought, you know, it was the end of the week. I was like, oh my God, I'm getting sick again. God, whatever they're paying Sarah is not enough. Because if I get sick every time I fill in for her, it's not enough. And so at that, yeah, I thought maybe that, but then, I have no clue where I got it from. I was definitely the like host monkey at our place. me and Robbie,
right,
were the host monkeys who brought it in. Oof. And it was just when the baby has it, there's like, we couldn't quarantine him to his crib. Like, what are we gonna, yeah. Especially when he got so well so quick, like he would have tore the house down if we had to lock him into a room. So unfortunately the well people were quarantined, and us sick people were not quarantined. We had rain over because I had to take care of the baby, so I had to feed the baby, you know, and do all that stuff. But then luckily my mom and sister had already had COVID. Mm-hmm. They got it last time, and they were managed to not give it to any of us. But when I got it, I gave it to everybody.
So they got it again?
No, they didn't.
Oh.
At least they weren't testing
positive.
They didn't. They kept testing. They didn't test positive.
That's good.
So they didn't get it. They didn't have any symptoms. They weren't feeling bad. So it was just my dad, my brother, me, David, the baby. The dog seemed fine. I don't think the dogs got it. The pig was fine. Mm. Unfortunately, if anyone would have got COVID, I would have hoped it was the pig, but she didn't.
Well, that just means bacon.
But yeah. I was, towards the end, I was like, okay, I'm ready to get out and go back to work and do anything but have COVID.
Did you feel cooped up too, Sarah, by the end?
That was the worst part of it, was just being cooped up. I only had 3 bad days. When I had it, I was sick Thursday, Friday, Saturday. What it was for me was like I had the flu. That's all it felt like. So it wasn't anything crazy like I had never felt before. Yeah, I was exhausted, like crazy exhausted. But I woke up Thursday really sick, but I knew I had tested that Wednesday because Wednesday is always like happy meal day or kid meal day, whatever. That's what my mom comes down on Wednesday and takes the kids out to get some kind of happy meal, kids meal someplace. And she couldn't make it down that night because she was helping my other sister. So I was like, okay, I took the kids out. And when they got their bags, I couldn't smell the French fries. I realized, wait, I don't even smell a happy meal in my car. You know, that's like the first thing you smell. Yeah. And I was like, I don't even smell it. Oh my God. And I knew my friend had a COVID test at her house. And so I had asked her if she still had it. Because I feel like back in October, I don't remember if they were as hard to get back then. I can't remember what it was. But that's my feeling. I feel like it was hard to get, and I knew she had one. So she's like, oh, it's actually in my garage. You don't even have to come in. Just my garage is open. Just grab it from the shelf, whatever. So I got it, and I took it home, and like, boom, instantly. I wasn't even drying it. And it was like, COVID. And I was like, what? Oh, my God. And then Chip was like, oh, I guess I should just take one, too. And he took it, and he's like, oh, COVID. And we're like, what the hell? So then the next day when I woke up, it hit me like I had the flu. So it was just a bad few days, but nothing crazy. But that smell and taste, like I had said before, like, have not come back to normal. And it's killing me because it's made coffee, dark chocolate, bananas, peanut butter. These are things I eat every day. It's made them all weird and bitter and not right. But I still, Oh, that, when I had it at first, it tasted like dirt. You couldn't even get through it. Now I get through it because I have to. That has to be in my daily diet.
Now, you don't like to eat to begin with, right?
Right. So now this just makes it all shit on top of it. Yeah. But even when we were feeling fine, the worst part was being stuck at home. And my kids couldn't go to school. None of them ever got it, even though we were all locked down together. My kids never had it, the three of them, even though Chip and I did. Chip only got a headache. He barely had any symptoms at all. He had a headache. That was it. But, yeah, the worst part is being quarantined. Mm. It just makes you all go insane. And it's maddening. And then, you know, the whole thing getting treated like you have the plague. It sucks. Yes. It sucks. And back then in October, it was still taken more seriously than even December when people started getting it. And then the rules changed. Oh, just have to be gone for like 5 days or whatever. I remember that changed very quickly. And I was like, what the fuck? I was out 2 weeks or 10 days or whatever. But anyways, that was just the killer part.
Yeah. When I took my test, Chafin like administered it for me because I wasn't feeling good. And he was like, I think I did it wrong. Like his face, I was looking at him. I was like, oh, no. He's like, I think I put too many drops because you're supposed to, like, you know, drop a certain amount on the little thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why are you saying that? He's like, because it's saying you have, like, super COVID.
Yeah.
Like, my line was so dark and it came immediately. It was, like, COVID. Yeah. Done. But same thing with Robbie. We tested him. That was brutal. Trying to get that swab in his nose. But
I bet.
Yeah. And then his came back. We're like, oh, my gosh. And it was just, we thought we were like, we did. When we survived it, when my sister and mom got it, we were like, we're immune to COVID. We're never going to get it.
That's what you said.
That's what we get. And then, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was getting kind of like, and yeah, just, you know, trying to figure out like when, yeah, the CDC just keeps changing everything. I feel like every like month they're like, here's new guidelines. And they're completely different than the last time. And
it's hard to keep up.
But now we have, I mean, I have like probably like 15 COVID tests at home. So if anyone, because I guess you could keep, you know how they did the mail out ones?
Yeah. I think you've been able 3 times now to request them.
We didn't realize that. So we requested more and then they just all showed up. And so now we have like a ton at our house.
They also conveniently have expiration dates.
Yeah. And the funny thing is they're like, oops, expiration dates are kind of wrong. So now, what? Yeah. So now if you look at the expiration date, you can add like a certain amount of time. Like it's not expired then. It's expired whatever. And that was so confusing. Yeah. Like, of course they have expiration dates.
Uh-huh.
I had a package of macaroni and cheese, a box of macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. Tell us.
The other day. And it said Best Buy June 2020. So I made it. Okay, well, it's semolina. It's, you know, it'll be fine. And I opened up the cheese sauce package because I bought the deluxe. And it was looking a little tinged, a little darker, and a little more bitter than I thought it should. So I tossed that out. Now, I mean, we're really shocked. 2 years beyond the expiration date, which you think it should still be good. So I found a package of the powder that comes in a box of macaroni and cheese, the regular Kraft dinner. And I opened that up and I poured it in. It was brown. It was ruddy brown. The whole thing had to hit the trash can. So
I'm proud of you for throwing it away.
Yeah,
seriously.
Mm-hmm. I was very, very sad. So sometimes those expiration dates might have some margin of merit. Of 2 years after, I guess, is not acceptable.
Huh.
Broke my fucking heart. So I hope that you have better luck. With the expiration dates on your virus test than I did.
Boy, you're over here with this first world problems.
I know.
Jesus.
God! Well, I just purchased a new microwave, and I was very, very excited to give it a shot.
Oh.
And it's got it's a microwave and a convection oven and an air fryer.
Oh, you got an air fryer?
Wow.
All in one.
Have you used the air fryer part yet?
Not yet.
Oh, you fucking got to. You don't even use the microwave or anything. Well, anything ever again. The air fryer is the greatest thing you'll ever, ever, ever find.
Love air fryer.
Well, when I did bring the air fryer up to the register to purchase it, I had some crinkle cut fries, frozen crinkle cut fries, with me to purchase as well because I thought that would be an excellent litmus test to see how well it does on the crinkle cuts. So,
well, what are you waiting for?
Because I think it takes about 30 minutes to get those crinkle cut fries done, doesn't it?
Not for an air fryer.
Really? What does it
maybe
take?
Maybe half that.
Yeah, maybe like 15.
12, I should be able to do it in 15?
12, 15 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, your air fryer should have come with a guide on like best times for cooking food.
Uh-huh. It's a really small print. I can't. It's in China.
He's never going to use it. He's never going to use it.
I would do $3.50 for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's a good start.
Uh-huh. Look for him to be golden brown.
Okay.
Yeah,
I love that. Oh. Ladies, you have given me a newfound reason to have an enjoyable afternoon.
Great. Can we wrap it up so Anna can get out of here now?
Okay, fine. I'll leave.
You've been listening to the DSC Backwash Podcast. Uncut and uncensored. Exclusively online on 101.5kgb.com.